take these things off, because when I take them off, things are blurry.
I can't see if you're waving at me or shaking your fist at me. Amen. So I'm going to take them off. I do it at the church, and I tell them the same thing. I count it an honor when Brother Savage asked us to come to be here tonight. I count it a great honor, and great honor. Don't just say that. They're just not words. But we appreciate the opportunity to be here in this service tonight. And thank God for what he's doing for the church right here at Massanova. We're so thankful for that. Amen. It ought to be every pastor, every preacher's desire to see the church succeed. Can somebody say amen to that? If they don't, something wrong. Amen. And every evangelist, when they come to preach to a church, they ought to want the church to be helped and see the church grow forward. We've not, in the last little while, seen any growth. People coming in, we're not winning them by multitudes. But we have seen some things happen in the church the last little while that the Lord has helped us and growing spiritually, if I could say it that way. And sometimes I believe God gets us ready before they ever come in. We don't ever know what God's doing. We can't see what he's doing. Tonight in this service, while we're here, you don't know the people that ride by here and or, you know, just comes by, that the Spirit of the Lord deals with their heart and to come to the church. You don't never know what's going on. I've had that happen several times at the church. Lady some while back came there, said she lived up the road a little ways. We haven't seen her back since, but she came. Amen. Something was drawing her. And I want to let you know something tonight. I'm for the church. You hear that? I'm for the church. And I'll tell you something else. I'm for the pastor. Because I am a pastor. Amen. And if you think that's an easy job, amen, try it for about 6 months and you'll find out it ain't as easy as you think it is. Amen. There's things that'll blow you out of the water, blow your mind. Amen. I had a little something, and I had just a wonderful, like Brother Savage said, hold on, there's another day coming. Man, I was having a great time. All of a sudden, had to make a phone call. I thought, dear Lord, is this ever going to end? And I thought, you just don't never know from day to day what you're going to face. Amen. I'm going to ask you to pray for us. We've been fighting this voice problem a little bit. The Lord's blessed us, it seemed like, since October of last year. We preached several meetings and did several things, and we're thankful for it. And we are so thankful that God is good to us. He's merciful. But I feel like I have something for the church, and I really do. I feel like I said for the church, and I want to, and if I don't get too excited, just bear with me, because I want to preach to you for a little while. Amen. And I want to talk to you for what I feel like that's on my heart. Is that all right? Amen. And I want to help you. And I want to help your pastor and his wife. And I want to say one more time, we appreciate them so much. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go to the book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 23. I'm going to read one verse. This is not an old message. I've not preached this before. So this is new. I don't have notes. I don't have all this. I'm going to, and not that I'm against them. I write things down. But I just feel like the Lord has given me something that I feel like I want to talk to you a little bit. But before I read my scriptures tonight, now, if you don't mean this, maybe you need to keep your hands down. But how many wants to see Massanova blessed, blessed, blessed? Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 23. Amen. The Bible said this in Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 23. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you. then ye rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. Did y'all hear that? Amen. You may be seated tonight. I'm just going to read that. But I'm going to read it again if the Lord had helped me and he'd stand by me here. Now, likewise, when the Lord sent you, he sent you, amen, to Kadesh Barnea. He's saying, go up. Did y'all hear that? He said, go up. Oh, hallelujah. How many would like to go up tonight? Can somebody shout amen? I said, how many would like to go up tonight? Maybe I need to say that one more. How many would like to go up tonight? But ye rebelled, the Bible said, against the commandment of the Lord your God. And ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. Did y'all hear that? Amen. They went up. They even had 12 spies to go into the land. Spied out. But the majority, boy, you got to watch the majority. Are y'all with me here? I'm going to preach a little while. If the Lord will help me on, don't let nothing keep you from going in. Don't let nothing keep you from going in. Now I'm going to talk to us just for a moment if it's all right. Like I said, there were 12 that went in. But you know, there were two that came out with a good report. But the other 10, all they saw was the giants. That's all they seen was the giants. Can somebody say amen? All they could see was the problem. Now, can I just tell you this? If anybody ever comes up to you and they tell you that their descendants came from a monkey, don't argue with them. I'm serious, don't argue with them. Because they know their family better than you do. Did you hear what I just said? What I'm trying to say is, some things aren't worth arguing over. Some things ain't worth wasting your time with. You know, there's a lot of people that can tell you how to run the church. They can tell you what to do in the church. Oh, come on, y'all gonna help me here, aren't you? Amen. I'm gonna preach to you for the Lord to help me for a little bit. They can tell you how to do everything. Amen. They you know, I'm telling you what. Oh, thank God. Y'all don't have that here. Thank God. Amen. But you know, there was a time way back. It ain't now. Thank God. You know, there was a time I had somebody that really wanted to just, you know, kind of control the church. Amen. And tell the church, you know, how this should be, how that should be. But you know what? Now, don't let me lose you here. Let me preach to you. Is that all right? God only has one man at a time. And when he gets a message, go over in the book of Revelation, you'll find it. When the angel gave the message, who did he give it to? He gave it to the pastor of the church. Woo! I lost you, didn't I? Can somebody say amen? You realize we got a lot of folks that want to tell us how to run the church, do the church, but yet they are inconsistent as they can be, and they're unstable as water on the back of a duck. Can somebody shout amen? Did I lose y'all there? Now I'm going to preach to you if you let me. Come on here. That's right. Amen. Stay with me. Lord, this might not be an evangelistical message. I don't know, but I just got to preach what the Lord laid on my heart. Is that all right? Amen. If you would look at this word, Kadesh, the Bible tells us it means holiness. That's what that word means. It means holiness. But if you look at Kadesh Barnea, that word means a desert of wandering. Did y'all hear that? We got a lot of folks that are just wandering around. Amen. They come in the house of God. They sit on the pews. They might even sing a song. Amen. But all they're doing is just what? Wandering. They're really not in. And they're really not out. They're just wandering around. Can somebody say amen in this house? Woo! Man, I know this ain't going over too good, is it? But I'm telling you what, if we want God to move for us, we got to do it God's way. But if you look at that word, Kadesh Barnea, one dictionary said it like this: it is holiness of an inconsistent son. Did y'all hear that? That is holiness of an inconsistent son. Somebody that's not consistent. Can I tell you tonight, we're raising up a generation of even young preachers and preachers that are not consistent. That ain't too good a preaching, is it? But I'm enjoying it. Amen. They want to preach, but they don't want to be faithful. They want to do this. They want to do that. But when it comes to serving God and selling out like they need to, they're not in like they ought to be. And they want everybody else to listen to their gossip. That ain't too good a preaching. Can I preach like the Lord gave this to me? Now, can I just tell you this? I'm going to get myself in trouble. But I was in revival some time ago. It wasn't this year. Happened twice. Now, Brother Savage, please don't fall out with me here. But our church, we don't run 100 miles an hour. We just don't do it. Hey, man, you come over there, you try to pump them up, you just forget it. If the Spirit ain't in it, they ain't gonna do nothing. Hey, man, we wait on the Holy Ghost. Are y'all with me here? We wait on the real Holy Ghost. Amen. It ain't in my preaching. It ain't in the beating of the drums or the piano or the singing. There's been times when there hadn't been any music going on at all. And people were slain out under the power of the Holy Ghost. Are y'all out there with me? I think we need to get back to where we allow the real Holy Ghost to operate in the house of God. Well, somebody came one time. Won't go into details. They left and called back to one of my members. I thought we had a good service. I really thought we had a good service. We didn't shout. We didn't run. We reached for souls. They called back and they said, something going on there. They're dead. What's going on? They're dead. Something ain't right. Well, I went to the doctor and he checked my pulse. The nurse said, was still there. My heart was still beating. Amen. But let me tell you this. Because I wasn't shouting. And I was, y'all ain't liking this, are you? And I was running. Didn't mean I was alive. But can I tell you this? I would rather wait on the... Are y'all with me here? I'm not waiting on what man's got to say or what man's going to do. But I'm waiting on him out of that other world. And when he comes down, I know it's going to be real. Can somebody shout amen in the house of God? Dead. Well, I thought we were alive. But you see, we're moving from... I got to preach this, don't I? Can I have a few moments? I ain't got to where I need to go yet. But we're living now, church. I had somebody tell me one time, Brother Savage, thank God. And I'm not just saying this. You can ask my church if I wouldn't say it if I was there. Thank God for men that have held on to the truth. You see, a lot of folks, I'm going to get to something here. They want to stay out there and just wander around. But they, you know why they want to wander around? Because there's certain things they want to hold on to. And they don't want to let go of. But thank God for a man of God that's going to preach the truth. Is that all right? I said, thank God for somebody that's going to stand up and preach all time holiness and righteousness. Amen. And let God. We're living in a generation now. It's all about praise team. Amen. They don't want to hear holiness preaching anymore. But let me tell you what. If we're going in, we're going to have to have it all. Can somebody shout? Amen. Woo! Yeah. Somebody told me one time, some years ago, they said, I talked to them and said, man, I said, y'all have a great service. Now, y'all probably not, y'all don't know who it is, the guy, so don't even try to guess. He said, oh, man, we had a blowout, but we didn't have no preaching. Can I ask you something, church? Can't we have a blowout with preaching? We think if the Holy Ghost moves and the preacher don't preach, we had a blowout. But give me somebody. Y'all ain't hearing this tonight. I'm sorry to ruin your revival. But Massanova, God only has one man at a time. Amen. One leader at a time. God's going to touch that leader. And God wants to bless the church. Amen. And you must listen. As they did to Moses. Or we might end up wandering somewhere out in the wilderness. But I'll tell you what I'd rather do. I'd rather claim the very promises of Almighty God. How many want the promise of God tonight? I got to get moving, don't I? I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all going, I ain't never preached like this here. Y'all know I ain't. But I'm preaching what the Lord laid on my heart. Don't let nothing keep you from going in. When I was growing up, I'm still short. Amen. I ain't fully grown up yet, I guess. But it's how taller I am now. 50 years old, and I've never one time, I'm going to get to my text, not one time, brother, can I remember not one time sitting at my house and my mom and daddy. My grandmother lived across the road. I never heard them one time say anything about the man of God. Not one time. You don't have to believe that, but not one time. I never. And my wife can tell you, if somebody, I cut them off a lot of times. You talk to her, tell her, ask her. Hey, man, if somebody talks to me about, I get nervous. I get real shaky. You know how I am? Hey, man, I don't like that. Hey, man, some years ago, we were down at my in-laws. You know them too. Amen. We were there some years ago, about 15 years ago. Brother Sam, this is what the Lord laid on my heart. And I'm just preaching what He gave me. Amen. Bless God. We can allow somebody to get something in their heart. Amen. Talk about the church. Run down the church. Run down the man of God. And try to keep the blessings of God. But I'm trying to tell Massanova, don't you let anything keep you from going in and getting what God has for you in this place. We were sitting at the table. Big family gathering. I can't remember if it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, or what. Big family. Well, I've been in that family for years. And I know that family. So there was somebody at the table. They carried up a conversation. Started a conversation. Been years ago. And all of a sudden I thought, oh boy, somebody's going to get in trouble now. Somebody's going to get in trouble now. It went on for about 5 minutes. I thought, I'm surprised somebody said nothing. I didn't say a word. I just kept my head down. All of a sudden, brother, old Brother Sly spoke up and he said, "That's enough. We're not having that in this house. Woo! If we chase gossip, y'all ain't liking this tonight, are you? I'll be gone after tonight. If we would chase gossip, clear out of the doors, out of the house of God, close our ears. Y'all ain't hearing this, are you? But I feel it from the Lord. Amen. I feel it from the Lord. You need to close your ears. And while I feel the Holy Ghost, you don't even need to listen to those texts that are going to gossip. And I don't know why I'm preaching this. You have to talk to the Lord. But I tell you this, God wants you and I to go in to the promise of God. Oh Lord, why did you call me? Praise God. I told the Lord many years ago, I'm going to preach what you give me. We got preachers. They don't shout while they're preaching, they ain't preach. I've been preaching long enough. If I flop, I know I'm going to have a pulpit preaching the next week. I can try it again. Yeah. But I ain't flopping tonight. I'm preaching what I feel from the Lord. Do you realize the devil would like to destroy the church? It don't matter how he would do it. He would like for us to stay out here. Amen. When we can go in there. Amen. He would like for us to look at the giants. Look at the problems. Look at everything around us. I wish somebody say amen here tonight. I wish somebody say amen. I wish somebody say glory. I wish somebody say hallelujah. Amen. You can stay out there if you want to. But bless God, I believe there are some here that are going to go in and give what God. All right, I got to wind this thing down. But I'm telling you, church, I'm tired of the devil trying his best to get in our holiness churches and cause ism and schism. We need to run him out. Will you do me a favor? I ain't never done this here, but can I do this? Amen. Praise God. Brother Richard, I'm going to get to my text in just a minute. I'm going to close. Give me about 10 more minutes and I promise you, I'll try my best to close. Amen. I picked up one of your pastor's habits. Two of them, really. Bad ones. He's got a bad habit pinching people, and I'm doing the same thing now. And I'll look over and say, "Who'll give me 5 minutes?" Okay. That's Brother Savage. Brother, we got to see the church move on. We got to see the church. I'm for you. I'm not against you. You can believe it or not. I pray for you. Every time I go pray, I pray for the NPA. I start naming churches. I need you. You need me. We got to take and get things back. There's some folks we've lost. We got to get them back. Who's going with me? I want to know who's going with me. I want to know. Y'all ain't hearing me. I want to know who is going with me. Who's going in? Who's going to claim it? Tonight! But I'm telling you, I'm going to get to my last point. I didn't have this planned. But I'm going to tell you, do you know if you let the devil come in, he'll sit right on your pews? I don't believe that. I do. Because I've looked at some of them. It's hard, brother. But I have. I've looked at them. That's right. Let me tell you something. We had one of the powerful services I ever had in my life Sunday morning. One of the most powerful services. Brother Savage, I never did this in my life. No, sir. But the power of God came on me. And I felt there was a spirit of lust in that church. And I tell you what, we got around a person and prayed. I never called anybody. I mean, I've called them out in good ways. But I'm telling you, God spoke to me. And I looked over and I said, we're going to pray for that man. Not because of the spirit, but I said, we're going to pray. He got up. He shook his Bible. He got mad as fire. He said, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I said, I wouldn't walk out that door if I was you. He ran out that door. Amen. The Holy Ghost hit that place. People fell on the floors. Amen. He was gone for about 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, I was standing about right there. And the back door opened. And he ran in that church. Tears falling down his cheeks. And he grabbed me around the neck. And he said, preacher, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? I prayed for him until snot was rolling out of his nose. Can I tell you this? We need to get the devil out of the house of God where we can have a revival again. How many believe in here tonight? Of this bunch of gossip running down, destroying our churches. It's of the devil. Do me a favor, and I'm going to close in a minute. I want you to go back. I want you to open that door. And I want you to just escort him out of here. I feel like God's going to move here. I feel like God's going to move here. This is your church. He said, on this church, on this rock, I'm going to build my church. Let the wind blow. Let the storm come. Let adversity come. But amen. Let it blow. But if I could get the Holy Ghost from another world to blow in our direction, open that other door. Escort him out of here. We don't want him here. We don't got him here. We're going in. We're going to claim it. It's ours. I'm closing with this, Brother Savage. Did you get him out of here? Or did you move him out of here? This is my closing. In the Bible, in the 15th chapter of the book of Luke, the story of the prodigal son, that father, if y'all have got anything I preach tonight, get this right here, because we're going in. The prodigal, the father had two sons. One boy, he went out. He made a mess out of his life. If he'd only listened to his father. Brother Savage, my friend, if a lot of people listen to you, they'd still be on these pews. And their life wouldn't be a mess. But here's the thing about that boy. He came back home. And he went in. Did he not? But the elder son, he never did leave. Now listen, are y'all with me still? Amen. He didn't leave, sister, but he never did go in. Now let me say this. The father never did go after the prodigal son. He didn't go after him, but he went after the elder son. Why is that? There was something in the heart. He was not out, but he was not in. He wasn't out, but he didn't get in. Can I tell you tonight, let's get the heart right, and let's go in. Woo! Are
Are y'all hearing me? Let's praise God in the house of the Lord. Richard. He wouldn't go in. He wouldn't go in. He wasn't out, Sister Savage, but he didn't go in. You know, there's a lot of folks, my brother, that's in the church, they're really not in. And the Father is going out and trying to get them in. Now, God sent me tonight to tell Massanova, this is your time to get in. If you want to just stagger out there and wander around, go ahead. But I think I got somebody here that's going to say, Brother May, I'm going to search every avenue of my heart. And I'm going to make sure it's right. Because I'm going in. I've got a feast. That prodigal state, we never hear how to end it. It never told us if he ever went in or not. There was a feast on the inside. Can I tell you tonight? God's getting ready to spread a feast in here. Y'all ain't hearing this, are you? They might have food downstairs or wherever, but we're getting ready to have a heavenly feast right here. God's just saying, come on in. Don't stay out there. Come on in. Don't stay out there. Come on in. Do I got somebody? Do I got somebody? Do I got somebody? Do I got somebody? Do I got somebody that's going to go in to the peace of the Lord? Let's worship God in the house of the Lord. How many wants it tonight? Don't let nothing keep you from going in. God wants to move again. The table spread it. Y'all are feeling this. Can I do this a little different? Brother Savage, it would be all right if I didn't have any music tonight for a while. For a little bit, maybe all right. You see, we get all caught up sometimes in that. That's right. Amen. I preached those young folks Sunday night at the church. I said, tonight, sing a slow song. After I preached, he said, man, you preached an upbeat message. I want them to know it's from God. Tonight, I'm going to do it a little different. You can play and sing a little bit if you want. But I'm going to ask us all in this house, how many is not going to let anything keep you from going in? We ain't got to listen to you. Sorry, negative thoughts. We don't have to listen to you. Sorry, gossip. We're not interested. Sorry. We're going in. And we're going to take what God has for us. Oh, man, I feel good. Everybody stand in this house. Oh, Brother Savage, I pray I helped you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. I'm pastor. I'm tired of the devil trying to beat our churches down. Did y'all hear that? And dear Lord, Brother Savage, you got some folks to get on the bandwagon with him. Can you believe that? They'll help him. Boy, ain't y'all glad I ain't coming back tomorrow night. Huh? He'll get on there. But if you want it tonight, Massanova, it's your time to go in to the feast. I can't make you go in, but it's up to you. Without any music playing for the next little bit, or even the whole service, it'll be all right. Amen. We get all caught up in it sometimes, and I do at the church. Don't fall out with me. But if you want this feast, and you're willing to push this on, I'm going to ask the ladies on this side, they pray on this side, don't they, the ladies?
And the men on this side, when you leave your pews, I want your hands up saying, God, we're going in. We're going to let nothing keep us out. Y'all don't feel this, do you? Y'all don't feel this, do you? Yeah, you do. I know you do. Anybody gonna get out and come up here right now? I want your hands up. Say, God, we're going in. We're going in. We're going to make sure our heart's right.